heart beats faster and faster.
Oh, yes. Well, let's see here. All religion, my friend, is simply evolved out of fraud, fear, greed, imagination, and poetry. That's Edgar Allan Poe, and this is the Ghostman and Demon Hunter Show. And this is Paranormal Broadcasting, where if you were out looking for the good, the bad, and the ugly, well, you got at least one of them. So... we'll be checking into the chat room all night long, so if you want to log in, you can go to www.ghostanddemon.com. I am the Nathan Schoonover. Sorry, I'm reading Sean's lines here. This is Nathan Schoonover, a.k.a. the Demon Hunter, and I'll be joined very shortly by my tonight's guest co-host, Magnus Apollo, a.k.a. John Magnus Champlin, and... this is the Sunday, April 25th episode of the Ghostman and Demon Hunter Show. The Ghostman and Demon Hunter Show is independently produced by Nathan Schoonover and Sean Burris and is broadcast live on Absurd Radio and Planet Paranormal Radio and is recorded for Planet Paranormal Radio and the Black Vault Radio Network. Tonight's guest, my friends. You're my friends, but they're my friends too. That would be Jeff and Shannon, Sylvia. You might have seen them on Paranormal State. You might have even seen Shannon on Ghost Hunters International. You probably catch them on Shantown every Thursday night and Up for Discussion on Tuesday nights. But tonight, Sunday, they will be on the Ghostman and Demon Hunter Show. Why? Because we love them. And they said yes. And on that note, let's hope very soon my buddy, my pal, my friend, Magnus Apollo, will be with us because you wouldn't want to miss the Ghostman and Demon Hunter Show. It's beyond the normal broadcast, and it starts right now.
Are you heathens and hooligans? Come on, get the hell out of here. Bottle someone else for a while now, brother. I can use a beer. Don't need you and I don't need this. I want to make this perfectly clear. Listen up, heathens and hooligans.
Original Bad Boys of Paranormal, and your host for tonight's show, Ghostman and Demon Hunter.
No, Bob, come back. Oh, I could have used Bob tonight. Bob the Demon, everybody. I'm trying to get a hold of my guest co-host this evening, Magnus Apollo. He is my buddy, as you all know. He has been on many a Ghostman and Demon Hunter show. And tonight, he is having technical difficulties. For once, it was not the Ghost and Demon Studios that were having the difficulties. No, it was our guest co-host. And it could be a really long night. You guys could wind up having to listen to me drink all night if we drank on this show, which, of course, we never do. Let's give him a try. Let's see if he's there. Magnus, are you there? Well, we're going to have to wait for a second. Let me talk about the wonderful cigar I picked up this week at Butthead's Tobacco Emporium. I have to do it myself. Butthead's! In Danbury, Connecticut. It is a wonderful Tiamo World Series Honduras cigar.
The person whom you're trying to reach is...
he's not there yet. Like I said, could be a long night, folks. Anyway, a little story before we get started tonight. I was going to talk to Magnus about this, but it's one of those things that just kind of happens. I was hungry tonight, wanted to go out for a little dinner, and not really interested in going out and sitting down anywhere. So we have this place in Connecticut called Stu Leonard's. And Stu Leonard's is a fabulous place. If you took Chuck E. Cheese and blended it with, like, the world's largest grocery store, you would have Stu Leonard's. Stu Leonard's is actually in the Guinness Book of Records as the world's largest dairy store, I believe it is. And we have them all over Connecticut. And they have a great, great buffet. You know, one of those things where you go out, you get your hot food, you bring it home, you don't have to cook. You pay $8 a pound, but what the hell, you're eating. And I went out, and I went over and went in, and I watched all the little animatronic, you know, milk cartons dance and sing. And picked up some dinner and came home. But in between there, I had to pay for my food. It would be wrong not to. So I got in line. And as I'm standing in line, a woman gets behind me in line and turns her head. And I just see the bun, the gray bun behind my head. And I turned around and went, you know, I'm looking at it. And I'm like, I know that bun. I'm sure I know that bun. And I said, Lorraine. And she turned around. And sure enough, Lorraine Warren is standing right behind me. Well, the poor girl working the cash register had to sit there and listen to Lorraine and I chat on for what must have been 10 minutes. Fortunately, nobody got behind us in line because that would have been horrible. I think they must have thought the line was closed because we were just sitting there trying to chat away and see what, you know, just talk like friends do. We hadn't seen each other since last October. And she asked me how Extreme Paranormal went, and we talked about filming. And how much time it takes, you know, we were talking about, you know, 12, 14-hour nights and traveling, you know, one day you're in New Mexico and the next day you're in Canada and, you know, and that's just the layover before you have to get back to Pennsylvania to film something else. And it was great, you know, it was really nice to see her. We had a long talk. It was a lot of fun. And I was just enjoying myself talking to her. And when I realized, oh, I have a show tonight. I have to go back. And so when we were done chatting, we parted ways and we hugged and it was all fun. But, you know, it's just one of those weird things. What are the chances that Lorraine Warren, you know, of Amityville Horror fame and the Demon Hunter wind up in line together at, you know, a grocery store? And it was just one of those things. I wanted to tell everybody about it because we talk about coincidence and we talk about fate. And what is that? You know, what is that? Is it coincidence? Is it fate? You don't know. I'm leaning towards coincidence, but people I told the story to say, you know, oh, that's one of those things where you were meant to see each other. So, you know, who knows? Who knows? Let's give Magnus another try here because I don't know how many stories I have before I run out of things to say. Hopefully he'll pick up. And or else, you know, I might start asking some of you guys for your Skype numbers to talk to you before our guests come on tonight. I see Jeff Sylvia is actually in the chat room tonight, so I may call him earlier than originally expected if you're listening, Jeff.
The person whom you're trying to reach is currently...
Still nothing there. Our friends Jeff and Shannon Sylvia will actually be calling us tonight, and I'm hoping I'm saying this right, the Shanley Hotel, the haunted Shanley Hotel, where they are not on a ghost hunt, they are on a holiday. You know you're a ghost hunter when you say, we need to get away for a weekend. Where's the closest haunted place we can go and spend a night? You know, it's one of those things where I myself do it. I know they do it because they're doing it this weekend. I have friends who, when they say, Nathan, where do you want to go this weekend? And I was going to say, I was thinking of going down and, you know, just looking around Eastern State Penitentiary this weekend. Or I want to go to Gettysburg this weekend. They look at me and go, why? What, can't you get away from the ghosts? And I'm like, no, if I'm going to, these are places I know that I love, that I've been to. We all have them. We've all been there. We have our favorite ghost hunting locations. And if we're going to go out anyway, sure, I want to go to someplace I know. And if I'm sitting around with nothing to do, I want to be able to pick up a recorder and go out and do a little EVP hunting. You know, wouldn't that be just the fun thing to do? I live, as many of you know, the Demon Hunter side of the studios are on the haunted woods of Connecticut, the haunted woods of Danbury. I have only seen a few things that I would say were paranormal in origin, maybe a little unusual in origin, but it's claimed to be the haunted woods. There's said to be been a murder back there. There's the Indian stories. It was an old camp, so you got your Friday the 13th kind of stories going on. But going in your backyard and ghost hunting can be fun. But I myself like to go someplace that I can't get to every day. So when I want to go on my vacation, yeah, I want to go and, you know, ask people, questions and sit around and talk to the locals and talk to the owner. And we might really luck out because Sal from the Shanley tonight may actually get on with us and tell us some great stuff about the Shanley Hotel, too, which, you know, would be wonderful. There's nobody here to fill in the blank spaces for me right now. so if I take a pause, I'm talking faster than I usually do. I'm sure you guys have noticed that. I would like to thank the wonderful people of After 8 Coffee because, you know, it keeps you going when you really need it. And the wonderful people at Buttheads for keeping me in cigars. I've broken off the cigarettes, folk. After the pneumonia, I decided I had to get off the cigarettes. But you can't make me give up my cigar and my pipe. I mean, I just love them. Love them to death. And, there we go. Sean's not there to fill in for me while I take an inhale. But, you know, I love my my pipe, my cigar. But, you know, I'm actually looking at getting a motorcycle right now. So I'm not sure I'm going to be able to keep one in my mouth. I don't have that whole, you know, Hannibal from the A-Team thing going for me. I can't pull it off, I don't think. So anyway, let's give Magnus another chance. And if I can't reach him, we may be contacting our guests a little early tonight. You never know. I just sent him a text message too to see if he was up on running yet. But I see Jeff is up and running. So Jeff, I know you're listening here, man. You may get an early call from me, and we may have to do some talking because people are just going to get bored of me real fast.
The person whom you're trying to
I'm taking a drink. That's it. Okay, not that we drink on this show. We never do. Hey, this show is my vacation, guys. Every Sunday night, I get to go on vacation with my best friends. That's you guys. And but tonight's work. Because I haven't stopped talking in about, 19 minutes now. So I haven't talked that long, you know, since I went to see my psychiatrist. Anyway, it's, let's look down the list here, see if our buddy Magnus is on yet. He hasn't texted me back yet. So Jeff, if you're listening, I'm going to give you a little buzz here. If you're not available, you don't have to pick up. But let's see if Jeff Sylvia is available there. It's earlier than I said, you know, but, you know, sometimes this happens. If he doesn't pick up, might take an early break while I try and go find one of my co-hosts here. Anything? Bueller? I'm getting worried here, guys. 1-1000. 2-1000. And...
Hello, Ethan.
Oh, Jeff. Jeff, you're saving me here. I'm sure you've been listening and you've been listening to me drowning here.
What's up, kid?
I have no co-hosts.
You have no co-hosts?
I have no co-hosts.
Well, you do now.
I know. And I am very, because you actually, you know, I've talked to you about this before. Between you, Tim Yancey, and Magnus Apollo, who will be joining us eventually this evening. You know, you guys have the best radio voices in paranormal radio. So I am lucked out in that. I myself, you know, as I've told you, my mother often told me that I had the voice for broadcasting and the face for radio. So it's how I got on TV, I'll never know. It was Jason. They just thought he was too cute.
It had to be Gavin. It had to be.
The funny thing is, when we were actually getting ready to start working on Extreme Paranormal, they asked me to send some video of Sean and I. And the only video I had was video with us with our friends. So I sent in the video, and through all the videos, all of a sudden I get an email back that says, "Who's the short, funny guy?" And I was like, "Well, that's Jason Gowan." And they said, "We have to have him." So, ladies and gentlemen, on the phone with me right now, this is Jeff Sylvia of Up for Discussion and Shantown, both of which you can find on the link I've posted on the website. How are you doing tonight, Jeff?
Doing just fine and dandy, my friend. Checks in the mail for all the kudos, buddy. Thanks.
Hey, you know you are one of my favorite people in the world. So, you know, when Jeff and I first met, first time we ever met, I was sick as a dog, wasn't I?
You were. You were about as yellow as a dandelion, my friend.
I had... It, not like walking pneumonia like I had last month, guys. once you get pneumonia, you are susceptible to it for the rest of your life. Oh, you know, Magnus is going to be able to come on in just a second, too. I just saw him, his light turn on. But, you know, it's one of those things where once you catch it once, you're susceptible to it for the rest of your life. And I now catch it all the time. But when Jeff met me, I could not breathe. I could not breathe at all. I was having a horrible time. They rushed me to the hospital. When I come back, they gave me these pills that cost me like $75 for with insurance for antibiotics. And I take them and I go to dinner that night where like Jeff and Shannon are two of the like Uber hosts of the show, them and Tim Yancey. I'm on a table away in the corner, you know, but they're up there. And I guess they just saw me like a yellow streetlight across the room because the pills gave me jaundice. So now I had to get up and talk in front of all these people. And I was wearing a yellow coat that night, and I matched.
I was going to say that the funniest thing was you were dressed in yellow and it matched your skin perfectly, and you were just disappearing into thin air.
It was camouflage, man. It was my first time speaking since the year before. I didn't know if I was ready.
Well, you did fine. That was a great event too. We actually met a really lot of cool people at that event.
We did. I got to share a room with Stephen LaChance.
Lucky you.
And I had pneumonia and he had like sleep apnea or something, so the two of us were shaking the walls as we snored all night. But
I can imagine. He calls up, he's like, "Hey, Sharon. Hey, I know who that is."
I actually did a recording for that event, and so people didn't know it was me. I lowered my voice, so it was like, you know, "Coming this fall to, you know, Hickory, North Carolina." And everybody went, "How did you get Steven to do that commercial?"
Nice. Hey, Steve's a great guy. We've had him on the show as well before. He's a true survivor and a great story to tell. If you've never had a chance to read his book, he's got a great book out there.
Oh, it's a great book. It's absolutely great. He gave me a copy, and oddly enough, after I read it, somebody who I also know who is a haunting survivor asked me if they could borrow it, and I let him borrow it. And whenever you let someone borrow something, you can be pretty sure you're never getting it back.
Forget about it.
You know, you're giving it away. That's what it is. But I am currently. You know what? I have to add him to the conference. I see this. For those of you who don't know, things might go a little wonky for tonight because I've added a new system to the Ghostman and Demon Hunter Studio, and I called Jeff like 20 minutes before the show and said, "Jeff, I don't know how to work it." And he talked me through it. So
It's all good. It's going to work out just fine.
With any luck, we'll have Magnus here with us in a second. And
I am actually here right now.
Magnus is here. Look at that.
Finally here. It's been a technological nightmare today. Everything is going weird, and even to the point that the light bulb in the room I'm in just bursts in a bright flash of light. I'm sitting in the dark here. It's like the most ghetto radio show right now in the world for me. It's like everything's duct tape. There's wires. It is so bad right now.
Jeff, whatever it takes.
Jeff, I think there is like a haunted connection between Magnus and the Ghostman and Demon Hunter show because he gets along all week long. He goes to do the show with us. Everything explodes in his house.
It really does. I have never seen – every time I log in or do something with the show, I have the weirdest luck and things break around here, or like the one day the dog burst into like defense mode at the wall. It was whatever's going on here. I don't know, but I blame the Ghostman and Demon Hunter show.
Well, I actually think I know what happened because, Jeff, you know Bill Bean.
Yes.
Bill Bean cannot be on a show without blowing up some kind of equipment. he every time Bill Bean has been on a show, he blows up equipment. And he called me and he warned me. And what happened the first time I had Bill Bean on the show? He blew up my sound card in the computer.
And we had him on, and it took us about 4 phone calls to connect with him. And the first 20 minutes of the show, we're like, "Well, you know, we're not actually going to have Bill Bean on. We're just going to wing it." And then all of a sudden, he was there, and it was kind of just like this, actually.
Well, the really funny thing is, since Magnus has come back, because for a year, no matter what I did, replaced the sound card, bought external sound cards, anything, nothing worked. And then Magnus started helping me out as a guest co-host, and sure enough, my computer works great. But now Magnus's messes up everywhere.
See, so what it is, you've seen like the Green Mile, right? You know, I take the evil in and spread it around my house. That's how it works. I cough up these little black things, go into my computer and screw it up, and then it goes into the lights up, and it's how I offer stuff. My, you know. It's the little things I do for you.
Careful with that, Magnus. That's draining.
I hear that. It is. If I could like lose weight doing it, I'd be great. That's what I want to do. Be able to like suck that in and lose 5 pounds. That's somehow I can pull that off. It'd be great.
Magnus Apollo with his new paranormal diet, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. It's going to turn into a new Hollywood diet. I can tell.
I mean, I have bulimia, but that's just to make friends and make myself feel cool.
You wanted to go to the support group. So,
oh, exactly. I need to have people tell me that I'm awesome in a nice circle while applauding. That's what I really want.
Unfortunately, Magnus got kicked out of it because it was kind of like that Family Guy episode where he walked in and said, anybody throw up that fish we had for dinner last night? Oh, it was horrible.
Yeah, you can't be my size walking into a bulimia thing. It's like, you aren't even trying. Are you like the beginner class? Is this the noob of the... I'm like 300 pounds. I'm like 6'2", 300 pounds. The last thing I look like is I've thrown something up. It really looks like I've probably eaten 15 times where I should have, I think. Yummy. Nom, nom, nom.
So we're going to get into questions about where our guest is tonight, but he came on early tonight to help cover me, guys, because we couldn't get a hold of you. And people, I think, they weren't chatting in the chat room because I was just, like, rambling for 20 minutes. So Jeff came on, but I do want to hit some of this news. There's some interesting news, guys, that I was digging up, and one is about this Talbot Hotel.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Have you heard about the Talbot Hotel?
I don't think so. What's up with it?
I guess it's a hotel in England. It's in North Hampshire, New England, along the river. Guys, get ready to drink. Drinking game on our show, Jeff. If I mess up the news, you have to take a drink during the news. So,
oh boy!
Okay, you're gonna be lit by the next 5 minutes.
In the house, man.
You got to remember, I'm dyslexic, you know. But and I prayed to dog every night to take care of it, but it sticks around. But it's 80 miles north of London. This hotel, the town itself has a population of 5,345. It sounds like the small town I grew up in.
Okay.
So. It was actually a place that was, like, inspired and visited by Mary, Queen of Scots. But when they was actually kept in a castle nearby in Audley, where Queen Elizabeth I actually had her executed.
That's fun to say.
Yeah, Audley, Audley. I like that. I'm going to have another drink just for Audley. But the story goes that when the ground of the castle fell into ruin, they tore down the rest of it, and the staircase and part of the masonry was moved just part of the building, and the materials were used to build the Talbot Hotel. Okay. And now people have seen Mary, Queen of Scots, walking around this hotel.
Oh.
Wow, if you can get a ghost, you get a big ghost there.
Yeah,
wow,
you know,
that's a big
name.
That's
a cool ghost to see walking around your hotel.
Yeah, it is.
I'm a fan. It's one of those things where, you know, geez, it's you know, if you want to see a ghost, apparently a psychic has gone in and said that she saw Mary Queen of Scots there with half of her head cut off. And she claims that she believes that Mary Queen of Scots, they didn't get her on the first shot. So,
I'm thinking road trip.
I need a passport. I really do. You know,
you mean they're gonna let you into the country after that thing?
Well,
he has a different name. He was under assumed name last time.
As long as
I don't know what his real name is.
As long as
that'll probably work out well.
As long as I stay 200 feet away from any children, we're good. But
that and monkeys. I don't know what he did with the monkeys, but that little stipulation on the end of that clause was really weird.
I trained them for Iraq. That's all I can say.
Is that it? Yeah. just do what I do. Every time I go someplace, I'm worried about making an ass of myself. I just call myself Sean. It's great.
I'd watch doing that, dude. I really would. It's
I did that one time, and then I big bunch of guys came running at me, thought I was going to kick my ass. That's something I did before, so I had to stop calling myself Sean. So. Well, like, I'm not the person you're thinking of. I don't know who your sister is, and your other sister, and your mom. I don't know.
There is a funny bit, if you haven't seen it on YouTube, and it's a guy that walks around with a cell phone, and he supposedly has just got done cheating with somebody else's wife. And he says, yeah, if you want to come down and kick my ass, I'm right here. I'm at this coffee shop. And he starts describing the guy standing next to him. And it's the funniest thing because you watch these people's reactions as he's standing there with his cell phone describing the guy sitting down in the coffee shop looking at him. Kick my ass.
Nice.
I've yet to try that one, but it certainly is on the list of things to do.
Oh,
that's
geez.
The best thing is I also like when
now it would really if it you would, have it would really work ahead. It would really work, Magnus, if like you if it was you on the cell phone and you were describing me sitting in the chair, if they saw this giant guy going, yeah, he's about, you know, six, he's about 5'10", he's got dirty blonde hair, he's wearing glasses, people
he's coughing, I don't know what's going on there.
I
designed myself, described myself as a very small, I'm like 5'4", very sickly. You see my ribs, it's great. And then they come in, they're like, actually, I ate that guy. Surprise, it's me.
Nice.
So you're back to the Talbot Hotel. So you're saying parts of it that were come from whatever Elizabethan castle it was originally from or where the hell it was.
That's where Mary, Queen of Scots, was executed.
And then, so it's almost like, what James Dean did in his car? Every part from his car that was sold off, people that bought the parts had problems as well. Same idea?
Same idea. I think that the way to end the James Dean curse would be to buy back all the parts and rebuild the car.
That's a hell of an idea.
I think that would end the curse.
Could be. Or makes the Ultra, like, somehow it becomes sentient and destroys everything.
Yes. All of a sudden it transforms into, like, Megatron. Yeah.
Oh, God, that'd be horrible. It transforms into probably, you know, knowing that sort of luck, I don't know if it transforms into something like a redneck vehicle. I don't know. Britney Spears car coming at you. I don't know.
Could we rebuild the car and give it to Britney Spears? Because that could solve everyone's problem.
Just keep handing up. It's a whole TV show. Just give it to the next person. It's a whole reality TV show I would watch. Death Car. You know, it's great.
Oh, we just found our new show. It's...
There you go. Pimp My Ride's got nothing on you guys.
Hey, well, you know, just in the U.S., guys, I've got some interesting weird news. A Riverside County man in California was arrested for, get this, stealing fire hydrants.
Stealing fire hydrants?
Who does that? I got to say, I love the Who Does That, by the way. If you guys have not watched Shantown... Who does that? You got to go watch Shantown. But anyway, he allegedly had stolen a dozen of the fire hydrants to sell for scrap.
Oh, jeez. Scrap for what?
Just for the money. The scrap metal. So this 45.
He's gonna trace the guy down. It's like follow the guy with the giant spewing water. Just go down that street where it stops spewing water. He's there. He's right. Just trying to take the last one off. Right?
Well, the 45.
All the dogs in the neighborhood are congregating over this guy's house now with their legs up, and I'm not really.
Exactly. I gotta go.
The 45-year-old man was arrested last Wednesday, and was still in jail on Friday, and authorities of San Bernardino and Riverside County. Said that he was suspected of stealing 45
hydrants. Someone just pinged me right now on different IM. They're like, hey, I think it's 45 hydrants.
45 hydrants. Seriously. And he is believed to have posed as a repairman, shut off the water, unbolted the hydrants, put the 80 to 100-pound hydrants in the back of his van in broad daylight and driven away.
If you're going to do it, you're going to be, you know, it's just make, like, people think you're supposed to be there. Just show up, like, just wear a tie, wear something. It's like, I'm supposed to be here, and just act.
Oh, yeah, you know? Lights flashing. Yeah, but
exactly.
I'm sitting there doing the math, and I'm thinking, you know, 45 fire hydrants weighs probably, you know, whatever. And the jail time is going to be such a – he probably could have just stolen a pickup truck and come out about even, wouldn't he?
Okay, I just researched this one. So the guy is 45-year-old. His name is Brian. Authorities say the hydrants were cut up and sold for scrap for about $1.60 a pound. That's it. It cost $1,800 to replace them.
Oh, man.
So it was $1.60 a pound. They're 80 pounds, give or take, say even 100 pounds. So you have 100, what is that, 160 bucks or 1,600 bucks? What is that?
Yeah. I hope he saved the cash and invested it well because he's going to have quite a fine.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
That's what happens when you run out of Copenhagen, right?
Oh, man, it's just like what I was texting my or looking at my weird news today, and I'm like looking at this going, you know what? It's not paranormal, but I got to talk about this because who does that? It's
it truly is. It's not normal. So thus it is paranormal. It yes. is along the odd, like who in the hell would do that? Yeah, this guy. Yeah.
Well, you know, guys, here's my last bit of news tonight before we take a little break and then we'll come back and have Jeff and Shannon on and we'll talk to Sal and we'll talk about the Shanley and all the projects. You guys are never at home.
Jeff. No, we're not. We're not. We're on tour.
I live like an hour and a half away from you. I can, you know, it's my fault because there's two things that get in the way of actually going for me going to visit you guys. One, when I have the money.
Time and space.
When I have the money, I don't have the time. And when I have the time, I don't have the money. But
or he's drunk. That's another one. That's
No. We never drink on the Ghost Man and Demon Hunter show.
The rest of the time. I mean, yeah. Well, the show you're time. Sober, but the rest of the time, there's a whole week between here that. Never mind. I don't want to give away too much magic.
Listen to the show last week, guys. You'll notice I take a lot of pauses. It's
collective thinking.
Well, anyway, I just wanted to throw this out because everybody knows I love religion. I just love to study people's belief systems, their faiths, everything like that. Well, apparently, the war in the Middle East is not enough. They want to start more problems, so they're starting a game show. This is from Chuck Shepard. By the way, my other news tonight, guys, was from the last one about the man stealing fire hydrants was from the Sun News, and the Talbot Hotel was from the Examiner.com, but this is from Chuck Shepard. And apparently, weird news from the Sun is that they're starting a religious competition in the Middle East. It's in Turkey, and the competition will be 10, you know, people up there who have to be tested by Buddhist monks, Muslims, rabbis, priests. I don't see, you know, all these different religious experts who are going to try and convert them, and whoever doesn't get converted wins.
Wow.
And the grand prize is a Slurpee for the winner.
The grand prize is that they get to go to go to their choice of these religious locations. So if you want to go to if you get through all this and you don't get converted, but you want to go to Israel, as long as you don't strap a bomb on your back, you can go to the comments of Nathan Schoonover and do not represent those of the Ghost Man and Demon Hunter show or their affiliates. you can go to Israel if you want to go to Tibet. You can go.
So
to Tibet,
if you so. Don't win, say if I say I'm Buddhist and a Islamic person, you know, comes up and tries to convert me, I stay Buddhist. I win, then I get to go to. Is you know so an Islamic state?
No,
to,
you have to be. You have to be an atheist to enter.
Oh well, I'm already halfway there.
So awesome. You know it's. But you can choose which holy site you want to go to. So.
Oh. Okay.
Know, it's you know I always look at this and my jaw pretty much hit the ground and.
And I'm still scratching my head on this one.
You know, yeah, so if I win, I get to, like, so I could be atheist. And I'm like, you know what? I always want to see Israel. I'll just pretend for a while and, like, hey, you win. Fly me. Perfect. Let's go.
That's right. That's
so, well, free trip. Awesome.
They're going to have to, like, really background check these people to find out who and how to, who can actually play, I guess. Because, you know, how do you know somebody's. You know, doesn't believe in God.
Yeah, actually, it's the same thing they do in Star Wars for the midichlorian count. It's the same thing. It's actually, it's a lot more involved, but similar thing. Still midichlorians.
No. Yes, well, you know, I myself have a very high midichlorian count, but fortunately, they gave me antibiotics. So,
it's... Scratching finally stopped, huh?
Yes, the scratching finally stopped, and things stopped moving around the house. So,
I wish you could say that in my house.
It wasn't ghosts, it was the Force. But, well, guys, I'm going to take a quick break here. When we come back, we'll have Jeff and Shannon Sylvia. I'll add Shannon to the little call thing I got going on here. I just got to figure out how to change things around a little bit here because I don't know. There we go. And that's what I'm going to have to click to when it's time to go. But we'll be right back after this. Guys, stick around because we have Jeff and Shannon Sylvia and Sal live from the Shanley. Am I saying that right, Jeff?
You are indeed.
The Shanley Hotel. We'll be back in about 5. Hey, this is Nathan S. of the Ghost Man and Demon Hunter Show. When we needed a logo that would tell people what we were all about but was different from anything else out there, we went right to Loki Graphics at LokiGraphicsInc.com. We love the artwork that owner and illustrator Jonathan Sullivan came up with so much, we ordered our t-shirts and banners from Loki Graphics right away. They provided us with high-quality graphic art, screen printing, and helped us pick out the best value for our t-shirts and other products that fit our budget. LokiGraphicsInc.com is the official graphic designer and screen printer for the Ghostman and Demon Hunter show. Phone, email, and postal orders are all accepted, with contact information available on their website. Shipping is available for any order, or if you're local, you can stop by the shop and pick up your finished product. Check out Loki Graphics at LokiGraphicsInc.com and tell them the Ghostman and Demon Hunter sent you.
Are you looking for your favorite paranormal podcast? Well, come and visit us at planetparanormal.com. We are your guide to the other side. Come and check out our hub to see all our latest podcasts from your favorite paranormal celebrities. And don't forget to check out our news feeds to see what's late great in the paranormal community, as well as events coming to a town near you. Come visit us on the web at www.planetparanormal.com. That's www.planetparanormal.com.
Silence. I think I've found my words, howling in your basement. I think I've found my
The Darker Side of the Moon is an alternative talk variety show.
DarkerSideRadio.com.
Since 2006, host Becky Ray and Laura Moon speak with independent filmmakers, authors, musicians, artists, and many, many more.
DarkerSideRadio.com.
Sometimes serious, mostly fun, the show has a little for everyone.
DarkerSideRadio.com.
Was it odd, freaky, and you didn't hear it on the 5 o'clock news? Then we'll probably cover it here.
DarkerSideRadio.com.
Darker Side currently airs live Monday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, which is 7 p.m. Central and 5 p.m. Pacific.
DarkerSideRadio.com.
If you happen to miss it, you can listen to show archives at any time online at DarkerSideRadio.com, or you may subscribe to the show on iTunes.
DarkerSideRadio.com.
Hi, this is Tom Mott of Michigan's Other Side and Michigan MUFON, and you're listening to the Ghost Man and Demon Hunter Show.
All you heathens and hooligans, go on and get the hell out of here.
Bom, 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 bom. Hey guys, a few things I forgot to throw out there. Loki Graphics, I didn't put it in the promo, and I don't know why, but they're actually located in Newport, Rhode Island, if you're looking for your screen printing or t-shirts or anything like that, LokiGraphics.com, but they're in Rhode Island, so, you know, stop in, see them. And that song...
Shirts are really good quality, too. Like I say, I have the Ghost Man Demon Hunter shirt, and I wear it relatively frequently. It goes through washings. The print is still great on there. Side note, sometimes I buy the shirts when you go out. It's like, it was one time, when I washed it once, it was actually something nice. Now it's a Blaine shirt, with little speckles or something on there.
No, so. You know, my buddy out there, he does everything just so good. John is fabulous. We call him Fitty, like Tree Fitty. Hey. But tonight, Newport, Rhode Island, if you're out that way, check them out, or you can check them at LokiGraphics.com. And, of course, the music tonight was from Anxiety of Influence, and that was True Blue, and you can check them out at GarageBand.com. Now, we're back.
Really good. I like them.
And they were fun. I enjoyed that. So it was...
Hey, before we get too much in here, I got to continue on. I have one more thing to add to my adventure here, my house, being on the Ghostman and Demon Hunter show. I had to run to the restroom real quick. So my office door here, I would reach for my office door, turn the knob, nothing happens, turn the knob again, the knob comes off of my hand. I am now trapped in my office for you guys. I am looking at the other side. I have a Boston Terrier on the other side of the door looking at me like, hey, buddy, need some help? So I have a doorknob on one side of the door with the spindle that unlocks and a knob in my hand right now. Wait, don't take that out of context.
So Magnus will be on the show all night long, ladies and gentlemen. Stick around.
He's not going anywhere.
But, before we go to talk to our guest tonight, I just want to throw my love out there to the Ghost Man, Sean B., who is working this evening, couldn't be with us. And, of course, there is the Sex Kitten, Naughty Dancer, whatever you want to call him, Sexy Dancer, Jason Gowen, who is also working this evening, couldn't be with us, but Jason, everybody in the chat room wants you to know they miss you. So, you guys, we miss you both terribly, but we are here, my buddy John, Magnus, Apollo, Chaplin, Magnus Apollo, let's just go with that tonight, is here with our guests, and that would be Shannon and Jeff Sylvia, and if you haven't seen them, then get out of your box and... come out to the rest of the world.
The rock from which you live under.
Yes. That sounds better. You know, I may have to bleep myself later. But
oh, you pervy. God damn.
Shannon.
What?
I miss you.
You've been stalking me, dude, all over my profile.
I do. You know,
what's going on?
I just, you know, I see those pictures and, you know, you out swimming. And then
swimming. Oh, yeah. I was floating in a lagoon.
You signing men's body parts. It's.
Oh, so you're getting jealous.
I am.
I'm doing well, my friend. How are you doing?
I'm okay. I'm healthy again, and that's always a good thing. Usually, I only get sick when I'm out on an adventure. So getting sick at home was a new thing for me.
You are always sick. And the very first time that I ever met you, you were extremely sick and actually jaundiced, remember?
Yep, we were just talking about that earlier, the fact that I matched my suit I was wearing that night.
Yeah, it was kind of gross. You matched the leather coat that you were wearing, the camel-colored coat.
No, was it the camel color? Yes, it was, because oddly, I was wearing all yellow that weekend. Normally, wearing all black that weekend. But,
yeah.
But come on, who else can get away with a yellow camel coat and a yellow linen suit? I mean, come on.
Very, 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 very few. I can say you can with relative certainty, but very few can.
Very chic.
Yeah, that's poor Nathan. I felt just terrible for you. I mean, just terrible. I'm so sorry.
And then I had to get up and speak in front of everybody. and people were like, and I got up and told everybody, if anybody tells you that this is the only way that you can see a ghost or think about a ghost or believe in ghosts, they're full of it. And then I felt bad because everybody came up and said, this is how you should see a ghost. And this, I was like, oh, everybody's going to hate me.
So what have you guys been doing to keep yourselves busy? Are you doing any ghost hunts, anything paranormal besides radio show?
It's so funny because, you know, Sean is in Indianapolis and he's working with a few groups and Jason is doing home investigations. And I actually had the pleasure of doing some work with the Connecticut Soul Seekers recently. They sent me some. I get more stuff sent to me from people all over to work on cases that unfortunately I can't get to. But the Connecticut Soul Seekers actually sent me some information on a voodoo case that was going on up in Bridgeport, Connecticut. And apparently it helped. I'm glad I could help because they're a great group. And you ever get the chance to check them out, Connecticut Soul Seekers, you know. She told me later that she told some people that who were interviewing her that she'd spoken to Nathan Schoonover out of Danbury, and they said, "Oh, the occult guy." And I was like, "Oh, I'm famous. Won't my mom be proud?" So,
oh, she is. She is.
Well, she's a good Baptist mom. She'd be proud of me no matter what.
Way to cut yourself down. I was going to say your amazing son, but sure, if it's a catch-all, just being her offspring. I was going to say you're an amazing dude.
Well,
but
I tried.
Missed a chance.
But, you know, I have been stalking Shannon because, like I said, you and Jeff go everywhere.
We don't.
You do everything. And the only
time... Oh, but no, I thought we didn't have a life according to a certain radio show this week.
Oh, you're everywhere, honey. And, you know, I you know, you're my hero because you wear I Love Coke shirts. And I'm a Coca-Cola fan too. Anybody
you love
tells
Coke
you?
Too?
I do. I love
Coke.
Oh my
Coke. God.
It's like there's a can right here. Hold on. There we go. It's I live for it, you know, and I mix it with my bourbon all the time, except when I'm doing my show because we don't drink on the show. Never do. It's
You don't drink and speak at the same time.
We tried it. We always choked to death one time. It was bad. So, no
that's like, but you know, I told you when the whole thing happened after last year when I was attacked like numerously after Extreme Paranormal. People were saying that I didn't know what I was doing, that this was fake, blah, blah, blah. You know, I was like, guys, you know, it's 3 days, 12-hour days, you get in 22 minutes. You know, what do you want to see? It's my life gets boiled down, and you get to see what producers think you want to see. And
yeah, welcome to my world.
Yep. Unfortunately, it's not even – it's a paranormal show, but mm-hmm. it's made for people who don't know about the paranormal. So they try and cut the most exciting stuff, you know, and put that together, and that's what they give you. And I was telling people not too long ago, when we did the investigation out in Philadelphia that they filmed, we actually started doing a seance and were having certain toys on a table with Shaman Tom. He was running the seance. They were changing temperature, like getting much, 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 much hotter. And then they said cut, and they went away, and we had to finish the seance without them. So it didn't get put in the TV show because they had to go do something else. So it's like, you know, it was great stuff. Never made the TV show because, you know, that's what happens.
Yeah.
And you see the exciting stuff. And the fact that us sitting around for 2 hours trying to talk to children just wasn't exciting enough. Mm-hmm. But I want.
I feel your pain, man. I mean, I was just downstairs talking with Sal here at the Shanley about how there were scenes that were edited, scenes taken out of episodes that we filmed in England and put into episodes that were filmed in Romania. And, you know, I understand when it comes to, you know, the actual television show being an abortion compared to the real investigation.
Oh, yeah. You know, and it's the sad thing about it is people expect to go out and ghost hunting and find something in 30 minutes. So, mm-hmm. Does anybody have like a tea kettle boiling behind them? It's I'm trying to fix it here. I'm getting a whistle.
I hear that.
I do, too.
I was trying to listen to it too. Like, every once in a while, it was when you first talking about the seance or whatever it was, and also there's like this like high pitched sound coming in. I'm like, well, now I'm paranoid.
Whew. Well, let me bring down this end here a little bit. Does that help at all?
Suddenly I'm gone.
Right? It's gone.
I got rid of Magnus. That helped everything.
The problem's gone. Totally gone. Oh wait, I'm here. Crap.
That should help a little bit. I brought the high end down a little bit. But now you guys are softer, so I got to bring you up, and that's going to bring a little bit of hiss in the background. Jeff, you and I were just talking about this, how this is so much fun, as I was on the road out the other day to try and buy a motorcycle.
Oh, yes.
That this kind of stuff just never stops.
Never a dull moment.
No, that's no. For sure. But, you know, I wanted to have you guys on because you're actually on your way to Kentucky this week.
Yeah.
Yeah, we are indeed. Back to Waverly Hills.
Yeehaw.
You got your boots on and your...
We're going to be working with the guys from that wear the medium-sized shirts there from Ghost Adventures.
Oh, the guys apparently that our show was copying. Yeah, I know that show. It's
yeah, right. No.
It was so funny because even those guys were like, well, they're not copying us. We're totally different. It's... Yeah, okay, but that's just my little rant. My rants are very short.
We're looking forward to it. We're going to be out there with the Ghost Adventure guys doing Waverly Hills, which was one of my very first investigations, and looking forward to getting back there, especially after everything that happened.
I heard you actually had a very interesting experience at Waverly Hills.
I did indeed, and haven't had it before and haven't had it since, but there was something there. We'd been around the place several hours already, and it was toward the end of the night. It was about 2:30, 3 o'clock. We were up on one of the top floors we were walking down toward the end of the hallway, and there was nothing between us and the end of the hallway. We were filming live, streaming, and out of nowhere came bouncing at us. And we thought, you know, that was kind of crazy. So we continued down the hallway and got into a room down at the end, and just started to get this funny smell, you know, a funny smell. I kind of figured like I'd stirred up some dust and people were walking, so I just kind of dismissed it. And it kind of became more and more apparent that every time I swallowed, I was getting this distinct smell and taste of bleach. And it was then that Shannon is wearing the hat cam, streaming the whole thing live. I asked the guy next to me, Jesse, who was at the time with Live Sci-Fi, I asked him, I said, you know, you smelling anything weird in here or anything like that? And he said, no, not at all. And there were several people in the room at the time, and nobody was smelling or tasting anything. And it got to a point where every time I swallowed, I was getting more and more sense of people or something pouring bleach down my throat. And, you know me, Nathan. I'm a total skeptic. I'm very much a realist. And it got to the point where it just did not compute anymore. And I was out of my comfort zone trying to figure out how this was happening. And there were reports coming in through the stream that they should get me out of there. People were seeing things going on, and they did get me out of there. It took me about an hour once they got me out of the building to kind of feel normal again. And that's really the first, I would say, physical experience that I still to this day can't explain. So going back there is going to be quite interesting for me.
Well, that bouncing ball is something everybody who goes to Waverly Hills wants to experience. And that smell that you're talking about, they talk about it all the time. And,
yes,
you just kind of walked in, and you being the skeptic, you got hit with it, and that's awesome.
You guys already heard that there was a smell of bleach all the time?
Not bleach, but just like a smell on that floor. And, so that's one of those things where people who have, like, even seen Waverly Hills on the television shows have had that happen, so...
Yeah, and again, that was the weird thing for me because... you know, as a practical person, when you're sitting there and something doesn't compute anymore, and you're really out of your comfort zone and you're out of control, or the things are out of control around you, there really wasn't anything I could do to stop this from happening. You know, I changed positions, walked out of the room, tried to breathe differently, just, you know, tried to hack up stuff. It was just getting worse and worse and worse to the point where I was on my knees choking. And these guys basically dragged me out of there. And I just felt like I'd been run over by a truck. It just drained me. And it was quite a thing to experience, and certainly to this day can't explain it.
It was pretty frightening on my end watching that. Everybody's main goal out of the 20 people that were there was to get him the hell out of the room, get him out of the building, and just get him some air. And Jeff and I stepped outside and said a little prayer together, and I had to get him to calm down. I've never seen him like that in my life.
I mean, I'm the same guy that wanted to be locked in the meat cooler. Remember, Shan?
Yeah, I was trembling. I clung to you like Saran Wrap did on a ceramic dish, man. And I didn't like it down there at all. You were locking yourself in the cooler, leaving me out in the dark. Mr. See, Ballsy over here that gets attacked at the end of the night at 4:30 in the morning.
You should have done the same thing that we do to Jason. Put a little bolt on the lock when T locks himself in there, and then see, ha! Now face the ghost. But
yeah.
Oh man, you know, I was just thinking the other day, with all the places you guys go, you know, the stories like that are huge. But when you go out and you go to these places where people are coming to investigate with you, do the people that go with you get a lot of stuff happen?
No.
No?
it's
that's
hit or
bad
miss.
Advertising there, Shannon. You meant to say yes.
No, I mean, this is a really rare thing to happen.
It's hit or miss. I mean, there's a lot of folks that'll have personal experiences. I've never seen anybody be attacked like that before. But there are people that have personal experiences. And again, that's something that I don't normally have happen to me. I'm about as psychic as a lamp. I mean, it's just, you know, I don't get those feelings. I'm not a feely person. And I rely completely on the equipment when I'm investigating. So for something like that to happen, you know, that was quite an experience for me. But people that come with us, you know, like I said, it's hit or miss. There's been a lot of people that have had personal experiences with us. Shane, wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I mean, it depends where you go. You know, it's hit or miss. There's been all kinds of personal experiences, as monumental as Jeff's had. But it doesn't happen all around us all the time, not to the degree of what happened to Jeff. I mean, I had a chair completely pulled out next to me at Bobby Mackey's. We've had people pinned up against walls. I mean, we've seen some pretty crazy stuff.
Now, Jason Gowan told me he went to Bobby Mackey's with you guys, and the stuff that he had happened near the well was just phenomenal.
He was pretty scared.
Well, Jason's always quiet. Scared, but if Jason gets quiet, you know he's afraid.
Exactly, and he got very quiet.
It's you know, so stuff happens, and you guys go to these places, and that's one of the nice things about these tours and stuff like that. Places people normally probably couldn't get in to investigate open their doors for a tour like this. So, I mean, I think it's great.
Have you been there yet, Nathan? I don't think
I've not been to Bobby Mackey's yet. The last time I went down to Kentucky, everybody was going to go to Bobby Mackey's like the next day. But I had to fly back to Connecticut, then turn around and fly to North Carolina.
The place is no joke. And I mean, we've seen, you know, demonologists go running out of there like they were set on fire.
Well, demonologists have a tendency to do that.
That's true story.
It's that's just my joke. Never mind. Inside joke. Never mind. It's but yeah, I mean, I've always wanted to be at Bobby Mackey's. It's one of those places that's on my list, along with there's a few places out there that I've never gotten to go to, like Waverly Hills. Never gotten to go to Waverly Hills.
Mm-hmm.
And every ghost hunter apparently worth their salt goes to Waverly Hills. I've never gotten in there.
Just so you know, I've never been there either. So I always keep myself. Wow. It's like, well, and me.
I said worth their salt, Magnus. So it's.
I'm not worth much. Sorry.
All right. Well, you're 300 pounds, man. That's a lot of salt. It's.
Yeah. Well, also, I mean, my kidneys are pretty good. So the black market's been calling me in for those. I got two of those I can give away. So at least one.
What was that movie we just saw, Shannon, where they were selling the body parts?
Like Repo Men?
Repo Man, yeah. We saw the preview, the trailer to it. I was like, what in the world is this?
Shannon was about to say, who did you go see that with, Jeff?
No, I do that to him all the time, too. He always does that to me. Like, this movie that I never saw, he's convinced he saw it. Yeah.
Well, they show all the good stuff in the previews now, so you don't have to go see the movie.
It's true. Like getting crib notes when you were doing school, you know?
Yeah. It's like
So movie trailers are the cliff notes for movies.
How do you think I passed my report on The Hobbit in junior high school? That's just the way it goes, right? You guys are doing two shows now.
We are indeed, and we are thrilled to be on PTN. I just saw Laura bounce into the chat, so we want to say hi to her. But we are thrilled to be on PTN. We have Up for Discussion Tuesday nights on Channel 6, and of course, the Shantown Show on Thursday nights on Channel 1. And it's funny because we joke around, Shannon and I, you know, we get a lot of places, and we always seem to see something unique along the way. And she'd come up, but she keeps doing this, who does that thing. And I said, Shan, we got to throw that into the show. So, you know, the very first show we did it, it took off, and obviously it's become a huge part of our show. And I tell her, I said, someday at a convention, there's going to be somebody that walks up to you, and they're not going to know you from GHI. They're going to walk up to you, and they're going to say, that's the Who Does That chick. And when they do that, she's going to owe me a beer.
I don't even know what to say. It's just something that you say over and over, so it's not – for it to become commercialized is just a little eerie.
But now you have made it your own thing, kid, and you've really done very well with it. I got to applaud.
Well, I've been watching Shantown, and honestly, I don't get to watch a lot of paranormal shows or listen to a lot of paranormal shows anymore because of my job time. But now I make sure I'm home in time on Thursday nights to watch Shantown.
Well, there you go. And you can always catch demand, too, because we do have the on-demand on PTN.
And I'm very jealous you guys have video, and, you know, I don't have video, so I can't get on there and do that kind of thing. Jeff and I were just talking about the fact that Bill Bean blew up my video, so it's I can't do it. But besides, nobody wants to look at this mug, and besides, we do all our shows in our underwear, so it's.
Oh, that's hot.
I still do too. I just film from the waist up. It's a secret that we've just now thrown out on your show, an exclusive.
An exclusive on the Ghostman and Demon Hunter show, guys. Jeff Sylvia does Shantown in his underwear. Now, do you do Up for Discussion in your underwear too?
I never stand up, and there's a good reason for that.
See,
Jeff, you were sporting your Dave and Buster's new boxer shorts the other day.
I was indeed. And the world had no clue.
Oh my God! Yes, this is the Ghostman and Demon Hunter show, where paranormal talk never really gets talked about. We talk about underwear. But I was thrown out earlier before I could get anybody on the show, guys. I was telling everybody how I just happened to be walking through Stu Leonard's. You guys are up north from me, so you may have been in a Stu Leonard's. I don't know.
I've never heard of it.
Oh, it's a grocery store where basically if you took Chuck E. Cheese and slammed it together with a grocery store, you'd have Stu Leonard's.
Oh, yeah. They're not quite up as north as we are. No. But I know who you're talking about. Yeah, I know where they are.
But
you have to like dive through the ballroom to get a like gallon of milk?
You don't, but usually you have to dodge the guy in the cow suit. To get around, and the children are always amazed sitting there watching the singing, the singing milk cartons, and if you go over and push the button,
animatronic ones talking to you.
And there's like a horse over by the buffet. If you push a button, it's like, well, howdy, partners.
How many times you push a button when you go in there? I want to know this.
I,
you walk up and say
I
it
don't
a couple
tend.
Of times?
I gotta say, I have pushed the button a few times. But more often I go over and pull the cord that's by the cow and it goes moo and then milk comes out. I was in there and
I want one of those in my house. I just realized that's what I want to have in my kitchen. Thank you. Just help my kitchen design come along.
Quick story about pushing buttons. We're in Iceland, okay? And of course, Iceland is now being ravaged by volcanoes. We get out of there just in time. But ironically, we went to the power plant on part of the tour that they take you on, the country tour. And they bring you to the geothermal power plant. And in that geothermal power plant is a earthquake simulator machine. And the way it's listed, there are five buttons, each relative to the time period. In other words, the earthquake of 1983 is one button. The earthquake of 1992 is another button, and so on and so on. So Shannon walks up and she pushes the first one, lets it do its thing, and then she tries the second one, And then she discovers that she can push them all at once. So the whole building is rumbling, and my wife is beating on the wall like a little child that just, you know, is playing with their first toy. And she's just got this big S-eating grin on her face. And I'm just telling the whole thing, like, yep, that's my wife, all right.
And now you all know what caused the volcano eruption.
Stress cracks in the...
I just couldn't believe that these people installed this machine that allowed several volcanic eruptions on the Richter scale earthquake things to erupt at the same time.
Well, science.
Thanks to Shan, you can no longer push all the buttons at the same time.
They calling for engineering to come up and rewire that puppy as soon as we left.
Well, the funny thing about that is that you could actually hear that earthquake machine from the basement level of the building, and this was up
it
on the second.
When you were doing it.
Yeah. The bolts are all loose in the thing now, probably.
Oh yeah, I could see a whole crowd of people coming up the stairs, just smiling at me.
But Iceland, but you guys have no life. But anyway,
thank you for reminding me about that. I just forgot that I'm sitting at a bed and breakfast in New York doing my no life normal duties.
Oh,
that was
my.
Useless. But no life.
Well, it comes. Believe me, if anybody has no life these days, it's me, because I work the day job, come home, get ready for the week's show, go back to work the next day, and everybody who knows me says they never get to see me anymore, so I have to buy a motorcycle now so that I have to go out riding on the weekends. So
I think that's a great idea.
I do, yeah. Too. By the way, it's an inline motor, Jeff.
Oh, Vern, did you get the shaft drive?
It's the water.
Or did you get the shaft?
Well, no, it's the water cool sports engine in the Maxim X. So.
Very nice.
So
very
it's
nice.
A very smooth ride. So, but nice. You know what I was saying before was as I was going to walk out tonight to buy my dinner, I wound up bumping into Lorraine Warren.
Oh.
And the way this happened was I was sitting at the counter, like going to pay for my food, and I turned around and saw this bun on the other side of me, the back of someone's head in this bun, and I went, I know that bun, and it turned out to be Lorraine Warren. So it. It was just one of those crazy things that happens, you know, the Demon Hunter and Lorraine Warren in the same aisle at the grocery store. So it's...
Jesus.
Yeah, exactly. That's probably who was calling. She was calling on when she met me.
Or cursing his name, one of the two. I don't know.
Not Lorraine. But. But you guys, you know, after Kentucky, what's up? You guys have other places you go, right?
We've got a ton of events coming up. Shin?
I double booked myself for June 26th, so I feel god awful about that. And we've got Bobby Mackey's coming up 2 weeks later after we leave Kentucky next week. We'll be back at Bobby Mackey's on May 29th and 30th.
Wow.
And we've got so much coming up. I think we have a 1 week off this month of May. In about 2 weeks, I have a company barbecue that I'm throwing for my 10-year anniversary.
Congrats, 10 years, wow.
Yeah, a big catered event that we're going to be throwing locally at a haunted B&B near us in Massachusetts. And we've got all kinds. I mean, we just did an event last weekend.
My invitation must have gotten lost in the mail.
I haven't even bought them yet. Don't feel too bad.
Hey, don't worry. It'll be a nice day for you to ride your bike up.
I can't ride after dark, so I can't see anything in the dark anymore.
You're supposed to have a headlight on your bike. That helps a lot.
So oh!
The funny thing is, you mentioned we do get around to a lot of these fabulous locations, and we're blessed to be able to do that. And what do we do in our spare time? We go to a haunted bed and breakfast.
That's what I was saying.
Sal and Cindy at the Shanley Hotel here in Napanoc. And if you guys have never been to the Shanley Hotel, it is an absolute throwback and to the gangster days. And when I say this place is impeccably restored, we're talking hand-painted floors, just all of the majestic woodwork intact. Everything has been restored to the period. And not to mention how nice Sal and Cindy are. I mean, they become like family to us. And, you know, they're just such gracious hosts. He runs a very, very nice place here. And it is very haunted, by the way, Shan. I know Shannon's been groped and prodded and flirted with. And
And that I've was just my, the night I was there.
I have more action on a ghost hunt than I do at home.
Yeah, she didn't have to pay extra for that either. It came with the room.
And now I want to go there. You just sold me. I'm booking my ticket right now.
Because Shannon Magnus really wants to be groped and prodded and you know all that.
Hey,
stuff.
Any port in the storm. I can use some action right now.
Well, we'll stick you in the corner near the mechanical bull of Bobby Mackey's. I guarantee you're gonna get a little goose in.
Oh, really? Nice.
Yeah. Well, that bull got more action that weekend than Daddy did. That's for sure, Shannon.
Well, how can you turn down a mechanical bull? I mean, come on.
Very easily.
No, you know, I almost lost my leg in a car accident, and I'm ready to jump up there and do it.
You know, I was too until I saw what they were doing to the poor people that had never ridden a bull before. You're taking your life in your hands on that puppy, I tell you.
Well,
yeah, they actually designed it after those buttons. There's the earthquake buttons. They're like, hey, I saw this thing. Let's put all the buttons together, and they just put a bull on it. There you go.
I'm surprised people weren't humping the wall.
In my crazy youth, I rode rodeos. So, one of
the you really?
Yeah. So it's one of those things that I've only rode a mechanical bull twice in my life, and I loved it both times. And neither time did I last 8 seconds. So I would never make it. You know, once they went up to full speed, you can't do it. I mean, you've got to be good at that to keep it going.
You can't be my size either. I tried bull riding once. I broke the cow. I'm kind of big, but on the mechanical bull, I have such large body mass. The ratio to my hands, everything else, it's like you trying to carry two bags of grain over your shoulder and do it at the same time. It just the inertia throws me quite a distance.
He broke the bull. The motor just died.
Sparks flew out. Kids were screaming.
We looked up and tried to save face and went, it must be paranormal. And,
oh, it was all right. It was.
Now, Shannon, last time you were on the show, you were recovering.
Oh, that was a long time ago.
You were recovering from surgery.
Which one?
I believe it was a foot or an ankle surgery.
I had my foot worked on.
Yeah. You were pretty doped up at the time.
Was I?
And, you know, remember
I think I remember. Did you show maybe the day after
you
surgery?
You did, the day after surgery, and they had you on a pain medication for it.
Yeah, but I don't remember even taking any of the pills, to tell you the truth.
She didn't remember doing the show.
I know. All I remember is Jeff in the background going, are you okay to do the show on?
I warned you guys.
This was in December?
I think it was.
Because the following December, I had an intestinal surgery, and I was really doped up.
Was there a back surgery in there, too?
No.
No? So it had
no,
to be the foot
I had a blood
surgery.
Clot in my lower intestine, and that was a major, major surgery. And I don't remember doing your show just as early as 4 or 5 months ago.
Well, I remember you were booked to do the show.
Yeah.
And you said, the weekend before the show, you said, I can't do it, I'm gonna have surgery, I can't do it. And so we booked you for the next week, and you had come out, and they by the time they had finished the surgery, it was so bad that you had to have the meds still at the time.
That was a year ago, hon. That's not my foot surgery.
Yeah.
And you know, we went into the fact, you know, of all the rumors and everything like that. And we delved deep into the fact of, you know, that bitter, horrible hatred between you and Donna. This is the Ghost Man and Demon Hunter show. Come on, we have to pick on our guests. And the funny thing is, guys, the fact that I am also picking on her is the fact that I'm going to go out there and tell everybody, load of crap. Because never have I seen two people who are as good of friends as Shannon and Donna.
Yeah, thank you. I mean, a lot of people expected us to hate each other. We had a big fight. The best part was when a lot of people said that after the show and we had the fight out in the snow, that there was a lot of tension between us on all the other subsequent episodes. Well, all of those other episodes, they were all filmed out of order. So some of those episodes that aired after the fight scene were actually episodes we filmed before the fight. So they had us all pinned.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it was crazy. You know, Donna and I have been spending so much time together since we stopped filming. We're very good friends. The whole world knows it. They see us together in pictures. It's not publicity stunts. It's, you know, we were the only two girls that we had out there on the road. So it was all good.
Well, you know, she got me with her late April Fool's joke on Facebook when she put it down as Donna is married.
She what?
She put it down on her Facebook that Donna is married.
Oh, was that on April Fool's Day?
It was like a week later, and she came back later and said, late April Fool's, everybody. But, you know, I was sitting at home, and I could hear the men groaning all over America who were like, no, she's married. This is not fair.
You know, I got so many texts on my cell phone that day. Is Donna married? I'm like, no. Well, the day before she posted, she was single.
Well, I had just seen her go like from like in a relationship to single like not too long before that. And I was like, all right, either she got back with somebody in a bad way or this is a bad joke.
Uh-oh, she's just bored. Trust me. Well, yeah, Jeff, can I do that? Can I change my profile to, no, I'm just kidding.
To single? And then you'll really see me stalking you, Shannon.
Yeah, but then all the girls are going to call me Shannon, and then you're going to have problems with that. I don't know. That's not going to work out.
You think so?
Aw, he's so delusional. So cute.
I'm going to put my status up as single tomorrow and see nothing happen.
Let's just all put him up there as single. What the hell?
I'm going to put it up as single and just see nothing happen, and then I'm just going to feel worse about myself.
I actually did that myself recently. I'm actually being single, and I did the whole switch to single. People are like, oh, okay.
Yeah. Thanks. Cover the show for a little while, Magnus. I'm going to go cry. Yeah.
Here's a lollipop. Go away. Yeah, they say to me.
Oh, but yeah, you know,
it's funny how much people pay attention to a networking site such as Facebook.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what it's there for.
Somebody changes a status and it can spark 126 comments and you know, the slightest thing that you can say, I can put a one word on my status and I'll wake up the next morning, there's 50 comments on this one word. It's crazy. I mean, we're all grown adults and we're worse than teenagers texting away.
Well, you know,
we're social people. That's
it really is, because like I can post that I just came back from an awesome investigation. I'll get 3 hits and then like I'll post the line peanut butter, jelly. And I'll get like 20 people going, I love that song. It's But
I love it. They have some serious studies coming out these days about the social networking sites and how they've changed society the way it is ever since MySpace came out.
Yeah.
It's like this new revolution has changed socializing and relationships just in a matter of a couple of years.
What happened to MySpace, by the way? Is it like the deserted island that I'm finding it is, or
it's the now it's the Friendster of the 2000s now. It, you know, once Fox bought it, once Murdoch there got bought it, people are like, well, I don't want to see 40,000 ads. I'll just find another one because that's the way humans are. So, they spent $99 million on it. Rupert Murdoch there, whoever, you know, from Fox. So $99 million, and then two years later, it is like digital tumbleweeds going through there.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, now we have Facebook. So it once was a college thing. Now it's us doing all the friends and family stuff. I just laugh at the classmates.com. They always have those ads on there. It's like, hey, find your friends for only $45 or something else. I'm like, I got Facebook. Sorry. Move it around.
Well, that like really killed like all the sites like classmates.com and stuff like that.
It did. But, well, they're really. I mean, they're aiming really good at you. They're keeping it simple. They're really showing like, hey, these are what people are thinking. Top news now. You haven't seen this friend in a while. It's amazing what the marketing is going in on it. As I mean, there's actually people going to school now just for the dynamics of social engineering on the social media groups and networking, social networking and stuff like that.
And think about it. That's what makes these kinds of shows so cool, because it's kind of, you know, the best of both worlds. You get a live show. And you get to chat with friends and people and meet people, and it's really the best of both worlds.
Well, you know, and it used to be if you had a talk show, you set up a forum, and you told everybody that was watching your show each week that, you know, you were going to do a show and what it was on, and that was on your forum. We do it on our show. But now I think more people get the news about the Ghost Man and Demon Hunter show from the Facebook page.
Yeah, because it's actually it's given to them. They're not searching it out. They're not going to your page to find it out. They're doing their own thing, and it's placing it right in front of it. It's a step. It's taken away a step from them to do this. So that's okay. Perfect. It's like just instantly. It's an advertisement that you don't really know because you like about it. It's customized, you know, for how your life is. It's put in your lap versus you searching it out. So
now I know you guys are available through the Paranormal TV Network, you know, .com. But do you guys have a page of your own where people can just go and follow Shannon and Jeff?
Yeah, Facebook and those social networking sites.
and we have Shannon. We also have Para Productions.
We've got a million websites, to tell you the truth, just too many. I have to develop the ShantownTV.com one. That's going to be in my spare time, which will be probably in about 16 more years because I don't have a life.
Imagine 16 years, we're going to be the Borg. We're going to have our own, you know, it was wired up in the hive mind. We'll know what's going on. Don't worry about it.
Now,
holographic and stuff, it's great.
If I get a video camera, can I be a guest on Shantown?
Absolutely.
Like, oh, yeah. Jeff just set it right up. Why don't we do it for Thursday? What are you doing Thursday, Nathan?
This Thursday, no Masonic.
Buying a webcam.
Buying a webcam because I just, you know, I just joined the Masons, so Tuesday I'm there. So yeah, Thursday I'm free.
Outstanding.
Sounds good. I will do it on Thursday. I will be the Shantown guest.
Sounds good.
And you know, if you're ever looking for a crypto guy, my buddy Magnus there.
That's my thing. I like the cryptos. I'm always kind of a weird. Where in the world is a monster right about now? So,
excellent. So, I mean, you can always get crypto help from Magnus Apollo.
I'm always here. I'm always love people. I get stuff sent to me quite often. I've been doing some investigations by people sending me their work and trying to figure out what's going on and debunking images here and there. And if you ever need help, I'm always here. So I'll add my contact information on the web boards on the Ghostman Demon Hunter for anyone who wants it. So.
And you know,
very cool. And I'll tell you, now that we've got Nathan coming as a guest, if he doesn't get the webcam, we can still have him as a guest anyway. And I can just put up funny pictures of him as we go along.
Oh, and there are a lot of them. There are a lot of them.
You know, you guys want? I actually have Mike Parrott has a webcam on it. So you just put the parrot, which dances and sings, you just put Nathan's voice over it. It'd be very entertaining.
And it would look about the same. It would look about the same. So it's.
You have feathers to speak.
I'm all for it. You'd be surprised what we can do on Nathan.
Jeff, did you see the chat? We were invited to tape a Shantown episode at someone's pig roast in July.
A Shantown pig roast. I love it.
I think that's in Rhode Island because that's Brian Lambert, and he's up in Rhode Island. So
I love it.
That's totally workable, too, because we're right near there.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, you know, we have to get together and finally get down and see each other at the Foxwoods.
Oh, yeah, you were only invited 1,600 times, and you never showed up to return my phone call.
1,601 is his lucky number, so ask again.
And you guys got and my major apologies for this. Anybody who listens to the Ghostman and Demon Hunter show knows I spent 2 years out of work. So when I finally had work again, it was preparing for the TV show, and that meant I was working 16-hour days. So I do apologize that I was not available to my friends, especially Shannon and Jeff. So I'm just bad that way.
Should be more like me. I work 16-hour weeks. I really just give it. You know, sometimes I work 16-hour months. I get lucky sometimes. It's that level of you know.
I
you
need a
have
job somewhere. With you there, Magnus. So
I just get paid for being witty. Who knew? So
you make a few cents each week, and it's
exactly the Google ads are rocking. I tell you, they're just bringing in those pennies. That's actually know what it is. I have a lot of different side jobs. I also do I also strip. I don't know if I've ever told you that, Nathan. Did I tell you I strip? I make money hand over fist. I mean, see what it is? It's a dollar to get in the place, and then five to get out of the place. I make so much money,
and you get a cut of all that. Yeah.
Oh, I get quite a bit of it because they got to pay me or I to put the clothes back on. So cost a lot. It's ideas like this that keep me, you know, well fed and stripping. I don't know.
Well, guys,
you don't look like a pasty drag queen. You can't make some money.
I'm 6'2", but 300 pounds, built like a football player. I have a shaved head and I'm a giant. I'm a redhead really. So I have a big red beard and right now, I look like I just came off of, you know, Deadliest Catch kind of thing. It's like, you know, dragging in a lobster or something else. Yeah, so it's – every once in a while people call me, you know, a red Sasquatch. I'm not quite that furry, but there is – every once in a while I do pause in that big step, you know, you see from the Robertson Sasquatch pose, you know. But moving on, sorry.
But you guys, for anybody out there looking for Shannon and Jeff, you can find them on Facebook. You can find them at
MySpace.
Or MySpace. Yep, I still have my MySpace too, and I actually do check it twice a week. Yeah, religiously.
We've got hey Nathan, we've got ShannonSylvia.com too. That's where I sell the lasers up there.
Oh, okay.
Shannon Sylvia is spelt with a Y, SYLVIA. We don't have a Jeff Sylvia fan site yet, but we'll
it's
work
coming.
On that.
It's coming. It'll be really linked to the Shannon Sylvia site when it's there.
But we do have a Mr. Shannon Sylvia fan site, and that's the one that I manage.
Well, you know, I'm just glad that people are calling you Mr. Shannon Sylvia and not is that Jason Hawes?
Yeah.
Oh man.
At least you don't say Jason Gowan. No.
Yeah, that would be bad.
Come in, you guys.
Oh my goodness. And on that note, I should let you guys go back to your vacation before you go out to Waverly Hills and then Bobby Mackey's and then probably back out to Iceland when the volcano stops so Shannon can start them up again.
Yeah.
Push all five buttons.
All five buttons.
They need me to come back so I can appease the gods.
They're going to push in. They're going to push you in. Run, woman. Run.
Now, just remember, when you're doing those events in Hawaii, you know where I am. It's
I feel terrible. The poor people over there, I mean, just when the economy couldn't be worse, you know, now you have this major catastrophe and it's killing their commerce and their economy and everything. It's such
it's
a beautiful
literally
place.
Killing everything. It's not like, you know, it's, I mean, things are coming to a standstill. Animals are dying. They're shipping cattle out and it's scary. I mean, that's the power of the, you know, earth.
And
it's
as far as people go, you know that what they're thinking is, oh my God, airfare is going to go up so high because now the, All the airlines are going to be out of money because they're losing, they're losing a few million dollars a day.
Oh, yeah. Actually, you can buy tickets a lot cheaper now, just to let you know. I was actually looking at some trips myself, and it's a lot of flights are trying to, like, just buy from us. We need any money we can. So, actually, now's the time to buy. At least I saw. So.
Well, you know, guys, we're going to have to wrap up in a second. Before we wrap, I do want to throw out our thank yous to everybody in the chat room tonight. Not going to read you off because, wow, say Shannon, Sylvia, and Jeff Sylvia are going to be on your show and your chat room just fills up. And
oh, yeah.
It's crazy.
You know, it's...
Well, everybody expected us to kind of do some mudslinging and talk about drama, I think. So, unfortunately, it's just all us tonight.
We don't do that.
You know, the funny thing, too, guys, is I set these rules with Sean when we first started the Ghostman and Demon Hunter show. There's one rule on the G&D show. Nobody's ever wrong. You know, somebody can come on the show and tell Sean and I that they hate us, and they're not wrong for that. We can disagree with them, but they're not wrong. And you know, this is not the show for mudslinging. This is the show for saying, "Hey guys, if you got something to say, that's great. You know, say what you got to say, but back it up. You know, it's
you know, not for nothing, Nathan. But the only thing I want to say to the mudslingers is thanks for the material. We love you."
It's always
helpful. Bad press is good press. Any press is good press, really. You know, like you get your name, you get out there. It's like, it's whatever. I mean, you guys are level-headed and sound. When I read these news and stuff, people slinging mud, you're like, it makes you guys just seem that much more like, wow, you guys are better, you know, better for it. So,
well, you know, but we are going to have a convention coming up, and I'm surprised Shana did not announce this. This is huge news. It's going to be at a huge place in Boston, and I want all of you guys to book yourselves for DramaCon coming up this upcoming week.
It's great. I'm stripping for there. It's really good. I can't.
2010. Magnus is going to be peeling it off all the hardware. You won't want to miss it, folks.
Well, thank you, Shannon and Jeff. And you know what? I'm going to try and say this. Cleric Tavern Terry, Superman 356, Network PTN, Amy Trees Green. I don't know what that is. It goes off
Amy.
The board. Amy.
Say Amy. Yeah.
Ghost Hugger, Brian Lambert. We've got Chris Tri-State. We've got Connecticut Soul Seekers. We've got Nyack Mitch.
Just came in,
We've got Lover Bubble, which somebody who didn't actually log in. And You know, thanks, guys. Thanks to the listeners around the world. Big love out to my goddaughter, Sammy, who is going to be riding in her first major horse show this weekend. Love out to my sister, who it was her birthday last week. My foster brother, Eddie. My foster sister, Colleen. And my foster mom, Debbie, who all their birthdays are this week. So, you know, I'm going to be broke from buying birthday gifts. And, you know, thanks.
You don't need to. You just said on the show, happy birthday. That's
right.
The gift
that's the gift in itself.
You just did that. You've offered them, you know, worldwide
love and affection. Love and affection.
And at least you bought the bike first.
Yes, now I just got to get it running. So it's.
I put 125 miles on my bike yesterday, actually.
That's what it would take me to get up to see you, man. It's.
So at one point, I would hop on the bike and just show up at your door.
It's got to be a sunny day when I fly up there, drive up there. But, you know, guys, Shannon Sylvia, Jeff Sylvia, ShannonSylvia.com. You can catch them each and every Tuesday and Thursday at Paranormal. Am I doing this right? Paranormal TV Network.
ParanormalTVNetwork.com.
.com. Thank you. And, you know, I've got it posted there. We'll make sure everybody knows about it. Everybody who listens to the Ghost Man and Demon Hunter show now knows about it. So you'll get at least two more listeners out of that. So it's just been fun, guys. I am so glad you were on with us, and I'm so glad you agreed to come on, despite the fact that you're on your vacation.
And, thanks for having us, guys. Really enjoyed it.
It's always a blast to have you on. You know you're welcome anytime. And Shannon, I'm always waiting for that new picture book to come out with with all the wondrous things that you do. You know, no one's done a paranormal picture book.
I think you know I have one. It's on my coffee table.
We need to do that.
I did one. I put a 60-page book together of my filming of my pilot for GHI, and absolutely nobody has ever seen it. It's not something I want to commercialize. It's just for memories. But, you know, I'd rather see a 12-page calendar of hot, sexy photos of my husband. How about that? Would that sell well?
Well, could we do it and have every other page your husband and every other page Jason Gowan?
Yes,
because then we could really, really
Jason will gear down for that.
We can really, really make some money selling it to Chubarama.net. So it's my!
Well, this has been fun, guys. It's been fun. Thank you for thinking of us, it's always a pleasure talking with you, Nathan. Thank you for your endless visits to the profile and your comments and your contributions. And yes, you can come visit us absolutely anytime. Just give us a call. We'll work something out, and we'll meet you down at the casino. We'll buy you a drink,
and we'll see you on Thursday.
Yes, definitely. See me on Thursday, and I'm looking forward to it.
We'll keep the party rolling.
Sounds good. I love you guys.
All right, guys. Good night. Take care. Have a good night.
Go enjoy the rest of your vacation.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. And Magnus, on that, it's time for us to thank everybody for joining us tonight for the Ghost Man and Demon Hunter show.
Thanks, guys. You're awesome.
And, you know, be sure and check out our website and log into our forums at www.ghostanddemon.com. That's ghostanddemon.com. Log into those forums because we really want to hear from you. And join us next Sunday, which hopefully we will have a show next Sunday. I am currently up in the air about it due to some personal things I may have to take care of, but that will be May 2nd, you know, the day after May Day, guys. So, you know, if you're going out to get yourselves all made up for the spring, we'll be here
all
the day
out.
After.
You wanna do it?
Yeah. And in the words of Sean Burris, don't go changing, Ghost Hunters. You know we won't. We love you. And don't go changing anybody else. Mm-hmm. Magnus, thank you so much.
Nathan, sorry for being here so late. I had technical problems again. It's set up now. Now I've redid the whole thing, so I won't have to worry about it anymore. So I'll be here on time if you need me ever again. So
well, you are always welcome because Magnus Apollo, ladies and gentlemen, Crypto Man extraordinaire. And Magnus, good night. Everybody,
take care,
good
dude.
Night. And we'll talk to you soon.
So say good night to the bad guy.
Well, I don't like work where I work. I'm wasting my precious time. I'm working day in and slaving day out, and I'm losing my worried mind. I'm running my poor ass ragged, and I'm
man telling me what to do just makes me want to sing to those heathens and hooligans. You want to get the hell out of here, bother someone else, but right now, brother, I can use a beer. I don't need you and I don't need